Recovery is still in full swing in Sonoma County, and tomorrow night there will be another Roadmap to Recovery workshop going on. It's free, and Amy Bach from United Policyholders, she's the executive director, is here. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks so much for having me on.
You know,
get the word out.
A week ago today, I was with about 100 homeowners whose homes were either lost in the fires or damaged in the fires, and it really struck me how agonizing it continues to be for homeowners in that kind of a situation.
Yes, it's. I was thinking this morning how I'm going to start out the workshop on Wednesday by helping everybody take a really deep breath and then let it out. Because when you're talking about money and the roof over your head, the stress level is so high.
And this, and the insurance issues, Amy, for so many people, don't seem to dissipate or don't seem to get resolved, at least in a time frame that is in any way acceptable to the homeowners.
Yes, I think the insurance industry has a lot of work to do to change the way they handle these disaster claims and meet people's expectations better. Because I think, you know, they hold on to the money and it just makes it bad all around. You know, it slows rebuilding. You know, people just need to know, how much money do I have available and so I can make the decisions. So, yeah, right now there's a lot of insurance-related limbo for people, and it is agonizing.
And, Amy, what do you see 6 months from now? Because we will be at that 18-month period, which is, you know, a very defining moment for a lot of people and their insurance companies. What's your expectation then?
Well, I think things will look a lot better. This Wednesday we'll be tackling, we're kind of veering into looking ahead at when the debris removal bills come in, how people are going to deal with those. And then we have brought some experts in from the county and also from the private sector to really help people make their decisions on rebuilding or buying. Is I think a lot of people are still kind of, like I said, they're in limbo. So, but I think that we're going to break through that. A lot of people are breaking through it around now. I think in the new year, we're hoping that the insurance dollars will be flowing better and people will be able to make their decisions and move forward. But we're just going to keep on getting information to people as best we can and keep on supporting people in the decision-making process and cheer on the people that are moving forward and encourage.
Need cheerleaders, for sure. Do you find, Amy, that there's still, at this stage of the game, such a discrepancy between the owners and the insurance companies in terms of what they'll pay to rebuild and versus what it will cost to rebuild?
Yes, we're still, I think people are trying to get it through to the adjusters. A lot of these insurance adjusters came from other states and they just don't understand what the costs are out here in California, that this is not, Iowa. We're not talking about $80 a square foot. We're talking about $300, $400 a square foot. So, we still are trying to, get that information into the minds of the decision makers at the insurance companies that they're going to have to pay up.
And one of the remaining questions that people ask me all the time, and this is why I ask you these questions, because you're the expert. How does a consumer try to figure out for themselves how much per square foot it will cost to rebuild?
You can talk to builders in your area, and they generally will tell you. You know, it's always going to be somewhere in the range of $180 to $450 in most communities. And if you can talk to a builder in your area and you can give them the basics on your house, mm-hmm. 3,000 square feet, it's wood shingle, whatever, just some of the basic, two levels, just give them the basics and say, can you give me a ballpark? They'll give you a ballpark. And then you multiply that by your square footage, and then you get sort of a basic idea of where you should be. But I think, 9 times out of 10, the first number that an insurance agent spits out at you from their software is going to be way low. And people just have to understand that.
Yeah. Hence the terse negotiations between the two. So talk about what you're going to tackle tomorrow night specifically.
Okay, so yeah, we've got Patrick Mullen, who is the ombudsman for Sonoma County, you know, the permits and who can answer all the questions about breaking ground and what codes people have to comply with and how much, you know, they can expect to be paying for those things. And then we'll have, I'll be going through, again, sort of the insurance, you know, what do you have to give your insurance company to get them to pay the additional benefits they've been holding back for depreciation. And then we'll have, also an attorney by the name of Matt Welty, who's based up in the North Bay and does real estate law. So he'll be answering questions about property taxes and helping people make these decisions. Because, again, it's for a lot of people, they're wrestling with, can I deal with rebuilding or should I just buy?
Yeah.
And so we'll be helping people with those data points.
So that's from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Unitarian Universalist Church. That's on Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa. And it's free. It's another roadmap.
It's free. And we will have the city of Santa Rosa and the county officials will have a table answering questions about from the assessor's office and any kind of those sort of technical questions people have. They'll be able to get answers right there from human beings.
There's no expiration date on these workshops, is there, Amy?
No, well, you know, we're going to keep doing them as long as people show up and need them.
Yep.
And we really appreciate you helping us get the word out. It's really great.
Happy to do it as our recovery continues. Amy, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Pat.
That is Amy Bach. She is the executive director of United Policyholders. That's a nonprofit organization that tries to help you deal with your insurance company after the fires.